Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Angelica. This show is about awakening your inner spirit to experience greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. I am an angelic walk-in. I receive messages from the angelic realm, your spirit guides, and when appropriate, those that have crossed over. I also work with your spirit guides and the archangels to help to awaken your inner spirit by transmuting the outdated beliefs that no longer serve you so that you can experience the greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. Each show I will be sharing a variety of tools to assist you on your spiritual path and taking phone calls. The show will be airing the second Wednesday of every month. I thank you for joining me, and I'm excited about this show.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. We're in December. Happy almost Christmas and happy holidays. And hope you all had a phenomenal Thanksgiving. And thank you for tuning into this show. The next show is going to be next year. It's on January 6th. So mark your calendars at 3:30 p.m. 2016. And that year is going to be a fabulous year. You also want to mark your calendar on the 11th of this month, because it's a wonderful day, and the 12th is the new phenomenal energy that's coming in around that time, and around the 24th is the full moon, and the 4th has this energy that's this veil of the energy can come through. Even the form of signals and all that sort of thing, you'll definitely feel close to around Thanksgiving time. And I'm just so lucky, because there's so much phenomenal energy coming in with regard to this year. We've been talking about the flip, being that birth control has been so active, and as a result of it being so active, it's been keeping us in a lot of our fears and a lot of our insecurities, a lot of our limitations, and holding us back. And with that being involved in your life as the priority, it kept you in this kind of a roller coaster experiences. And so part of the role that I'm being asked to support those who are ready, willing, and available and committed is to wake up more of your inner spirit. And when your inner spirit is more active and your human is aware of it, there's more of a partnering that goes on. And thereby you start to experience these heightened levels of love and joy and peace and prosperity. And you don't have the linear timeline running your life of your past regrets, and gratitude obviously is going to be part of that, and your future worry if you have self-defeating beliefs. And so as you start moving more into this new year, whether you want it or not, it's happening. It's just a phenomenal feeling to be able to experience on the physical realm this sense of inner spirit's freedom to express in a way that allows you to move out of the drama, move out of the struggles, move out of all of the turmoil, and really start to express yourself in a more freeing manner. And if that resonates with you, I encourage you to explore the website Heart of Motivation, H-E-A-R-T, of Motivation, webs.com. There's products and there's books and ebooks and special events and meditation and individual sessions to to help you get ready for this phenomenal time in your life that is so well deserved. So many people have gone through so much internally that it's time for us to really celebrate life in a greater way. And the more you wake up to that awareness that you're not the human mind or emotions or body, rather the inner spirit that is experiencing it in the physical realm, the greater your awakening becomes. And each time we have this, we work more and more and more on this awakening. As an angelic walk-in, I can see, feel, and hear people, spirit guides. I also can see, feel, and hear when people cross over to the other side. And so a lot of the messages that I pass on is to help portiveness of awakening. To know that when we do the reading, and I will be doing the call soon, that when you ask a question, really focus in on the present moment. If you get so caught up on the when or the how, when being when is it going to happen or how is it going to happen, that's really the role of the universe. The timing is based on so much criteria. It's based on so many components with regard to the layout of the timing getting involved. And so when you have non-linear timelines, there is no such thing as time. The universe doesn't have time. We made that up on the physical realm. And so it's important for you to understand that although you may get a sense of a time, and when I do get it, it's pretty accurate, it's based on where you're both, if it's a relationship or if it's a job, it's where all these criteria have come together, and it's so laid out, it's so destined that that's a set experience because everybody's free will is in alignment with that time and everybody's ready for it. And so when I do get a time, then it's pretty accurate, although I don't like to give the timelines because of the fact that there's so much free will going on and that could end up moving things sooner or a little bit later. So I do want people to know that just so you have the integrity of what timeline means and how it works and all this phenomenal stuff. So before we take calls, I do want to do a quick meditation. I always like to bring that in. I also work with these expansive, amazingly vibrational love beings that I just absolutely love, in addition to the angelic realm, which is where I'm from. Universal love and Christ love, I work with them all to support the expansiveness and the awakening of the inner spirit. And so I encourage you again, if you're interested in learning more about that, I posted it on the chat box. Please go to heartofmotivation.webs.com and treat yourself to some holiday gifts. You know, a lot of times we end up getting things like clothing or jewelry. Treat yourself to something that's really going to support your awakening. These are relaxation CDs and ebooks and stickers that really help to support the inner nurturing of your soul. Get these gifts for your friends, your family, your peers, and you'll be part of the awakening of the planet and also the nurturing for your own inner soul. So treat yourself to something that's non-traditional and that would really help, especially if it's going to resonate with you. And there's samples on there you can listen to. Okay, so before we take the calls, let's go ahead and go into a meditation. I'd like you to please close your eyes and just allow yourself to really feel your heart as you take a deep breath. If you have any thoughts that are chattering away, just become an observer by realizing that they're there versus attempting to stop them from talking or judge them or whatever may come through. Just let them be as you put them on these imaginary clouds to float away. And know that as you put them on these imaginary clouds, you become less of a participant with them and more of an observer of them. And so there isn't as much of an attachment to them. As you continue to breathe, and now drop your eyes into your heart and just allow yourself to feel the beauty of what your heart feels like when it's opened and receptive and loved inside. To imagine what it would feel like to have this sense of inner confidence, inner love, inner worth, knowing that the universe has made you, and they made you in a very precious way. Really feel what that feels like, to feel that beautiful love inside. And then allow yourself to allow the mind to feel that sense of positiveness, which enhances the confidence, and then moving it into silence again. Feeling the relaxation of it all as your body becomes very present in the moment, feeling very peaceful and very relaxed. And so with this meditation, I always like to tune in and provide a channeled message for those that are involved in this beautiful time, in this year of this closure of this year. This is the time to really prepare yourself and rest and enjoy the mysticalness of it, the magicalness of the month. As we move into the closure of the year, the veil gets thinner and thinner and thinner because my sense is the sun isn't as strong, so it's not as much of a pull of another planet or another, I call it a planet, whether it's called a planet or not, I'm calling it a planet, the sun, pulling on your vibration of the earth. And instead, there's a sense of these phenomenal, magical things that can occur because there's an openness to the love that can come through if you allow yourself to feel it, the gratitude that can come through if you allow your mind to experience it, the deep sense of relaxation if you open and allow your body to rest, relax, work out, take care of it. All of these are very important in your evolution of your day-to-day life because as you continue to move forward, it raises your frequency when you put your thoughts on gratitude and silence, your heart on emotions on appreciation and love, and your physical body on taking care of it through eating healthy, rest, relaxation, exercise. All of these components help to strengthen you and expand you to a greater place of the connection with your inner spirit and the universal love. Really feel what that feels like to have that inside. And as you take some deep breaths, slowly come back into the room, knowing so much is given when you allow yourself to feel it. What expensive, beautiful gift it would be when we treat ourselves to love. So put your arms around yourself and give yourself a big hug and know how beautiful you are as a soul, as a being, that life is all about enjoying each and every moment and staying present with that moment instead of in the past or in the future. So we've quite a lot number of calls. I noticed 631 was on for quite some time, and I say thank you for that. And Kathy, I think it's Kath Ray, and we'll find out when I pick up the phone with her, is the second person. And then 561 will be the third person. If you just joined me, I do want to just to kind of update you so you know how it works, being an angelic walk-in. I do see, feel, and hear people's spirit guides, and I also do work from the angelic realm, so I don't have any human filters, which is very important for you because my integrity would like to stay in connection to that. Being that that is said, no recording, please, because it does interfere with the connection, and I won't be able to get clear, accurate messages. You're welcome to take notes. Please limit it to one question because of the time frame that we have. And you're welcome if you feel called to support the radio show by going to Heart, H-E-A-R-T, of motivation.webs.com. Please write that down. And you can make a donation if you'd like and if you feel called to do it. It allows me to continue to do these kinds of shows and to support the mission I'm on, which is waking up our inner spirit to greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. Again, that's Heart, H-E-A-R-T, of motivation.webs.com. And you can click on the tabs and get involved in some of the experiences. Also, after the reading, If you're interested, I offer only during this time product specials with the holidays coming up. It would be a great gift to you. So if you email me or call me at 971-217-6576, leave a message saying that I was one of the people on the reading or on the radio show, and I'm interested in learning more about the product special, and then leave me your phone number, of course. You'll get an extra special gift with the product special. So that's another way I say thank you, and you can support others by helping them to wake up and so forth. Okay, so one question only, so make sure you ask the appropriate question. Stay connected in your heart. Keep your mind very quiet, and this way I'll be able to tune in. And the only thing I want to know is your first name. And then I always call people after the show with your permission just to kind of check in. So if I'll ask you after the reading, would it be okay to call you? If that is okay, just say yes. And if you feel complete, just say no. Okay? And Kathy, I'm thinking it's Kathy and then your last name. So I don't have your phone number, so I don't know if you want to just type it in or send me an email. And so I just want you to know that. Unless you're comfortable giving it on the air. So I'll ask you when we get to you. Okay, so 631, you're now on the air. Thank you for being so patient.
Oh, you're welcome. My name is
What's
Suzanne.
What's your first name?
Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. You sound lovely.
Thank you.
Okay, love. Thank you. And Wendy, go ahead
and
tell
me. I'm working now, but I put an application in for teacher aide or teacher assistant, job lunch monitor, anything like that. A lot of resumes. Do you see me getting something for January?
Okay, so you're asking a time question. Okay, so remember we talked about time. We'll see what they say. This is what I'm hearing. My heart went on fire because I did go along your timeline. I'm seeing that you'll have some potential interviews, but the potential job that you really want is going to look like it's falling more towards the February. There's a lot of people being screened, and you did some phenomenal job. There's something in one of those applications. It looks like it was towards the latter end. If you can go through your list, that latter one looks like that's more in alignment with what you want. Being that said, a lot of people apply for that one, but for some reason that one calls the loudest. So it feels like that was going to be the one that they're really intrigued by you. I am hearing that you have to work on your confidence a little bit more and show it in the way of your abilities on what you can provide for the company rather than getting a little nervous and not sure about yourself. Do your homework, do the preliminary stuff, learn as much as you can about the company so they see that you're really interested in them. Because there is another gentleman that looks like is also interviewing for that, and he's done that. So make sure you do that. And I'm reading against these timelines, which is kind of interesting that I'm picking up on this guy. So make sure you do your homework and get as much information about the person you're interviewing with, about the company, what you could do to really provide to be like an asset for the company, what you can give the company that they don't already have. They're going to look for something like that with you. They are going to be more intrigued by you if you do that than if you don't. Does that make sense?
Yes. It's really not a company. I'm going for schools.
Well, I call that company. I call it all companies. Sorry. Yeah. I call it all, unless it's yourself, then I say yourself, individual, like if you're your own company, like your own company, I use the word company because it just keeps it simple for me to use the word company instead
That's
of
okay.
school
all
and
right.
all that. Yeah. Does that make sense, though, what I'm saying?
Yes. So you don't see any interviews
cool.
till January?
You know, I just keep hearing the word very slim with the holidays and all that stuff. I see January 13th as the first potential interview, but something about the February, as you move towards February, there's something on one of the applications you filled out really looks, there's a lot of light around that. It's almost like that what these your spirit guides are doing is getting you prepared for this one that's going to be more in February. That's more in alignment with what you really want, and that'll challenge you more. Whereas these other ones just kind of give you that chance to practice interviewing and bringing more of who you are out for this one that's going to be called in February. And so that's what I'm seeing. It looks I mean, there's no way you're not going to get it. It just looks really strong, unless you don't do your homework. You know, do what they say, and that'll help you get a greater chance of getting in with that, because you have so much to offer them, and that's what they need to see. So I do want to get the other callers, because this is only a half-hour show, so
sure,
is it okay
sure.
to check in with you afterwards?
Yes.
Okay, I'll talk to you then. Much love.
Okay,
stay on
thank
the show
you.
Listen in. Okay, you're welcome.
Bye.
Okay, so let's see. We have... Oh, we lost... Unless you changed her number. So 863, you're the second caller. And were you Katie?
No.
Or are
I'm
you
not
a different
Katie?
Oh, okay. So there was somebody that was Katie. I thought maybe she hung up and we called with her number on it. Okay. So may I get no worries. May I get your name, please?
Hi, my name is Julia.
Hi, Julia. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you too.
Okay, so I don't know if you just logged in because my eyes were focused inward on the spirit, but it's limiting to one question because it's only being a half-hour show. And
okay.
Then after that, I'll check in with you and ask if it's okay to call you after the show. So go ahead and ask your question. It's always best to ask a yes-no type of a question versus a timeline type of a question because there's always more accuracy with that than there is if you get too caught up on the timelines. So I do want to make sure that you are aware of that. Does that make sense?
All right. Sure.
Okay. Okay, so what's your question?
I'd like to know what you see around me finding my own place to live around the first part of the year. If that's going to be a go.
Yeah, I'll tell you yes, no question. Let's see what they say. are you looking to move out of the state?
No, in the state, just a different location, just a different area.
Well, where you're at right now is definitely not in alignment with like the level of joy and something. Something feels very stifling there. It almost feels like your past is just playing out. Does that make sense?
It could be, yeah.
The first thing I heard was, I have no idea where you live, but I heard go 25 miles heading west.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea what it means, but that's what they said. The south part, I'm seeing the energy doesn't feel as good, but the west has get your cards heading west. There's a lot of light around the energy towards the west. You can come as close as from your house 13 miles, but there's something about the energy and where you're at. It just feels like it's too stagnated or something. It doesn't feel like it's vibrant enough. And as you get further towards the 25 miles, the energy gets lighter as you head west. I'm hearing no for sure on heading north, and south is okay. But west has the most light.
Okay.
And when I mean light, meaning it has the most vibrancy.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
All right.
Yeah,
sure.
Let's see where that goes.
I didn't have a specific place. Well, I had a couple ideas, but that's as good an idea as any. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of fun because I don't, you know, when I see a direction, it cracks me up because sometimes they just say, you know, they give me a description, but this time they gave me an actual direction, like head this direction versus like a city
yeah.
name or something. So there's something there for you to explore and all that stuff. So is it okay to check in with you after the show?
You know, can we hold off until this kind of pans out and then that way I can tell you how it works
yeah,
out?
Yeah, call you like next year. There's a lot of things.
Time.
Sure, no
yeah.
worries. Okay, so I'll just say another time. Okay, happy
okay.
holidays.
Thank
Keep
you.
Me posted.
Thank you. You too.
Much love.
Okay.
Okay. Bye. Bye. Okay, we have 561, and I apologize. You were next, but I got a little mixed up when I saw Kathy's call drop the hour, and I hope she calls back. So may I get your first name, please?
Hi, yes, it's okay. My first name is James.
Hi, James. Thanks for being so sweet. You're so patient. Okay, go ahead and ask your one question, please.
Well, I was just wondering if the angels were giving you any messages or words of encouragement to me at this time.
Oh, they love you, that's for sure. When I look along behind you, you've gone through a lot of tough stuff. You're a very tough person. And as I look in the present moment, your body feels really tired. And as I look forward in your future, I see lots of more of an opening. You have to stop beating yourself up is the one thing that they keep telling me. You're putting yourself in a repeated pattern by focusing on what you don't want, your limitations, on things that you don't like. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So if you could stop doing that and start being more like giving yourself more loving hugs, you'll break the pattern. What's going for you is you are really a very strong person. And I'm not talking about physically strong. I'm talking about internally strong. You've been through so much stuff, and it's made you stronger. Now you have to be gentle with yourself and open up your heart and start loving yourself more. Focus in on doing kind things to yourself, because that'll help wash away what you've been through and move you into where you're really supposed to be. What is your birthday coming up really soon, or did you have one?
It's in March.
Okay, I saw you said 3 months, so that's 3 months. So just tell me the March, I may not be able to have time to call the other person, but just tell me, and then afterwards, with your permission, I'll call you. Just tell me the day, March what?
Oh, 30th.
Okay. So 6 and 11. So you moved into, you're in a master number, and next year you're going to, which is very important for you to strengthen that. So next year is a big year for you. You're moving into more of your purpose. So you have to be really patient and love yourself and really build your strength. Is it okay to call you after the show?
Yes.
Yeah, let me do that. Okay, I'll talk to you soon, hon. Stay on the show if you'd like, because we do a closing meditation.
Okay.
Kathy, you came back. Kathy,
yeah,
you came back. You got disconnected.
I did.
Yeah. I was hoping you'd come back. I'm like, call back. So we lost 443. So what's your question?
No, I was 443.
Oh, good. I was hoping you would have called back.
But then you kept saying Cabray, so then I called back on Skype.
Oh, good girl. Okay, so we only have 2 minutes, so go ahead and ask your question. No worries.
Oh, will I be closer to my, I'm on my spiritual journey, to my life purpose?
You have one more piece you're working on. It's a core piece. And it looks like in the spring is when things are really going to start to bloom really fast. Between now and the spring, there's something huge that you have to release. Is your birthday in the spring, or did you have one? What month is your birthday? Oh, I lost her. Okay, so her call dropped. I'm going to call you after the show. I hope you can hear me, Kathy. I'll call you after the show. Sometimes when you have Skype, the calls drop. Okay, well, let's go ahead and do a closure meditation. And always remember to be love, love, love. Close your eyes and take a deep, deep breath. And just really feel the love inside, the nurturing love, calling in all these expansive, loving beings to just surround everybody on the call and on the Skype. And all the way into the chat room, all people to feel this amazing love. Our next show is on January 6th at 3:30. Mark your calendars. Again, the website is heartofmotivation.webs.com. You're welcome to make a donation if you feel called and treating yourself to products. And just know how special. Kathy, I'm going to call you after the show because we don't have time. So just know. Just take some deep breaths, and sometimes when there's lots of energy, calls get dropped, so it's a great thing. as her persistence. I just have so much love and respect. I have your number, so if not, call me at 971-217-6576. And in the meantime, happy holidays. We will talk soon. Kathy, stay on the line, and I'll pick up after I end the episode. And so just stay on the call when I end it. Talking to you soon.